When Cypress Street Station decided it would close during the COVID-19 pandemic restrictions, the management moved quickly to secure funds from the Paycheck Protection Program.
I know that we will be good on the other side of this, but I will also say that it definitely hurts a lot.
Cypress Street's general manager, Matthew Fraley Novasak, says a few employees, mainly students, moved out of the area. One opted for unemployment, lured by the $600 weekly bonus, but most of the servers, bussers, and cooks are still collecting a paycheck. In Texas, waitstaff make $2.13 an hour. But the paychecks also include what they usually make a week in tips, which is easy to track since most customers pay with credit cards. For the most part, the staff doesn't do anything for those paychecks. But Novasak says some bored staff members have called looking for something to do.
You could probably have surgery in our kitchen right now. We have dismantled it and literally used a toothbrush, wire brush on tile and every corner and crevice that we can. We've always run a clean spot, but there are some things like shelving on walls that just, there's no way to clean behind it unless you dismantle it and take it apart. So we've done that.
Cypress Street has also done a little catering, and the management decided that with a lack of income and a surplus of time, they'd refinish the existing dining room furniture instead of buying new tables and chairs as they'd planned.
If you have time to lean, you have time to clean.
That's an old restaurant adage. But during this pandemic, Allison Carroll, the owner of Monk's Coffee Shop, says cleaning is about more than just productivity.
We have a very concentrated sanitizer, so we're sanitizing all of the high contact surfaces, door handles, register area after every guest.
The pandemic, the restrictions, and the loss of business have led to other changes. Monk's now closes at 6 p.m. instead of 10 or 11. And like all businesses right now, Carol is careful about how many people she schedules for each shift. And she says she's had to get creative to find ways to keep employees on the payroll who felt they might need to self-isolate.
It doesn't very easily lend itself to working from home, but we're trying to look for ways we can do at-home tutorials or increased learning, different ways that we might be able to keep people on the payroll, even if they can't be making drinks in the shop.
And that's led to a pivot in Monk's temporary business model. Instead of lots of lattes and teas, they're selling more gift cards and 96-ounce travel boxes of cold brew and hot coffee. Monk's has also started selling whole beans, which is entirely new, and T-shirts, which isn't new at all.
We re-released our iconic Keep Abilene Boring shirt. We have not sold that for many years, but we kind of brought it back out of the vault just to kind of help support our sales during this time so we can keep our people working. That's been a kind of exciting addition.
In recent weeks, Monk's has also revamped its website. Besides adding coffee cups and T-shirts to the site, Carol says she hopes to add tutorial videos soon. Just down the street, Texas Star Trading Company has also shifted its focus online while its doors are closed to shoppers. Online sales can be hard for a business that offers lots of things that people might buy on an impulse, Texas-themed notepads and kitchen towels, as well as clothes and jewelry. Owner Glenn Drumgool says they've seen a big demand for a few of their unique items during the pandemic.
We've got sold out of jigsaw puzzles. We've got more coming. And then my wife came up with an idea to do some Howdy Neighbor gift baskets, and we've gotten a lot of orders for those. If the people live here, we'll deliver them. If they're somewhere else, we'll mail them.
And Texas Star Trading Company is the only store in town selling a new paperback.
One of the good things that we've had going is Julie Goodenough's book. It came out about the 1st of April, and we're the only place selling it, really. And so we've gotten a lot of orders for that. She came in and signed a bunch of them, and so we've been able to send out autographed copies of that book, so that's really helped, too.
Still, Drumgool says business is down 70 to 80%. The Paycheck Protection Program funds he got are key to his ability to offer his two employees their usual pay. The way the program works, as long as the borrowers follow the rules, spending the funds on payroll, utilities, rent, or mortgage interest, they should be able to get up to 75 to as much as 100% of the loan forgiven. Abilene-based First Financial Bank wrote nearly $600 million worth of PPP loans statewide, and about $100 million of that total was for Abilene small businesses. Scott Dieser, the CEO of First Financial, says the program brought a lot of business through their doors.
We have opened more accounts than we've opened historically this period of time because people are putting a lot of this PPP money into separate accounts so they can account for it, so they can get it forgiven.
Dieser says company-wide, First Financial has taken other steps to support local small businesses while taking care of their own employees who are showing up for work every day.
We've fed them lunch every day, all 1,400 employees across the footprint, and we're using restaurants every day that are our customers.
Governor Greg Abbott included Dieser on his strike force to open Texas, in part because First Financial kept its lobbies open to customers when other banks moved to online, drive-through, and ATM-only transactions. Dieser says he's proud to represent Abilene and excited to help plan the next steps for the state's economy.
We've proven that you can do it and do it safely. And so other businesses have got to take that same thing, and we got to get back to work.
Governor Abbott is scheduled to issue executive orders that move in the direction of reversing the stalled economy on Monday. But some small business owners are wary, wondering where their business will fit into the picture. Cypress Street Station's general manager, Matthew Fraley Novasak, says there's a lot to figure out.
I think that they don't quite know what they're going to do. When we talk about social distancing and what that looks like, you bring people into a dine-in restaurant. Well, does that mean the tables have to be this far apart? I think they are trying to figure out a plan of action to do a graduated opening.
But while they're anxious to see their financial tanks start to refill, some small business owners, including Monk's Allison Carroll, don't want officials to rush these decisions.
If some of the executive or local orders were lifted in the near future, I would really struggle with the decision of whether or not to allow seating again. I think it's important that we all remain vigilant at this time. I don't think we're quite as far along as we need to be before we can all relax a little bit. And so I would hate to see some of that progress undone by being too cavalier too soon.
Carroll says she's not really sure what would make her more comfortable, but she'd like to have a clearer picture of COVID-19 testing in Abilene as well as the rest of the state. So far, the coronavirus shows no indication of having peaked in Abilene. According to county health officials, they want to see at least 6 days of declines before they'll feel confident that the worst is behind them. For KACU, I'm Heather Claiborne.